Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thinking of the Vikings, I mentioned them on the schedule for the Commanders. They're going to J.J. McCarthy. They have to. Carson Wentz done for the season. Carson Wentz, now that we know he's on the IR and done, now we got more injury information. He's been playing with a very injured shoulder. We all saw him in major pain in the last game, kind of trying to gut it out. And he, of course, was not playing well to begin with. Now J.J. McCarthy is back after only playing two games this season. The only two games of his NFL career. And in those games, two touchdowns, three interceptions. He had one great quarter. One great quarter. The rest has been very average slash below average, if we're being honest. Now they wanted to get him fully healthy, and I understand that. My thing with J.J. McCarthy, these next, what do they have, 8-9 games left?
Yep.
If he doesn't look good, and I'm not saying he won't. He's got a great head coach. If he doesn't look good, I think in the offseason, you already will have to look at other options at quarterback. Yes, this is the way the NFL works. You can say, well, he's only played. You're giving him 10 games. It'll be year three. He'll be going to year three next year. He'll already be entering year number three. If he doesn't show promise, and maybe he will, I'm not out on him entirely because he's only played two games, but he will have 8 or 9 games here down the rest of the season to show that he should be their starting quarterback in 2026.
I think for him, it's... I told you I think year three is more important than year two, but I think it's you get the 1 year where they bring in the veteran backup who's not supposed to start. He's not a threat to you, but he's also there as like a little security blanket for if you get halfway through next year and J.J. McCarthy can't play. I thought it stunk in the beginning and then he looked okay there for a little bit. So I thought maybe I was wrong. I wasn't quite sure because I told you they did everything to try to find a guy to challenge J.J. McCarthy for a long time.
Yeah, they never signed Daniel
Jones.
Rogers,
but they flirted with a bunch of people. Kind of indicated to me maybe they didn't love J.J. McCarthy. So I think that might be a part of it. I will say, and then I'll get to my All-32. Spare me on player safety. When you put Carson Wentz out there, when you know his shoulder is ripped to shreds. I'm sorry, whoever the third-string quarterback
out
was
of Minnesota
was a better option.
Brosnan.
It doesn't matter how bad he's looked in a practice. He can at least physically throw a football. They left Carson Wentz out there to die. I mean, that's just like, that's bad player management, in my opinion. Bad player management. For my All-32, I'm going to say, we are a week away from the NFL trade deadline. And does it feel like crickets to anyone else? We spent a lot of time talking about the potential players who could be traded. Adam Schefter 2 weeks ago spent a lot of time telling us how there was going to be a trade every Monday for the next 3 weeks. Nothing. I see a lot of names keep being brought up. Maybe Kayvon Thibodeau. I saw that the Steelers are going to sign free agent MVS to their squad to add to the wide receiver unit. It feels like another kind of duddy trade deadline. And the truth is it should be because a huge chunk of the league is still in it. There are some bad teams, but like 20 teams in the league can claim they're within striking distance. That's the problem.
I feel like we do go through this every year. The trade deadline is never as exciting as everybody builds it up to be. It's great sports talk radio fodder, all the rumors. And I will also point out it's a week from today. Deadline spurs action. We'll hear more noise Friday of this week. Obviously next Monday into Tuesday, but this is not the NBA. This is not Major League Baseball. All these names get mentioned, and let's say there's 20 mentioned. 4 get traded. 3 get traded.
Yeah.
That's just how it normally goes.
If I put together a list of the top 30 trade candidates of players I actually think could get traded, maybe 2 would go. You're right. Yeah. Maybe.
It's fun to talk about, though. It's a great, it's what makes sports fun.
I can also dream a world in which the Chiefs trade for Kayvon Thibodeau.
Right.
And he's on the defensive line. Yeah, that sounds awesome.
That would
Please.
Be incredible. Yes.
His name keeps getting rumored again, by the way.
Yes.
I'm interested for what that's
worth.
So one thing that I think is interesting is that the Green Bay Packers, it feels like we skate over them a little bit.
And I can't figure them out.
I don't know if that's this year or if it's like even going back to last year, but it feels like we forget about them a little bit. Like the talk of the NFC is, you know, the Eagles, of course, but you also include the Bucks in there and even the NFC West. Like, I think even Seattle might even be getting more love just for what they've been able to do, where Green Bay is the one seed right now in the NFC. Better than anybody else.
It definitely is quieted down. I would agree with you there. I would only say that the first 2 or 3 weeks of the season, everybody was saying, oh, they're going to the Super Bowl. They were so dominant after what they did to the Lions. So it definitely has quieted down. The first 3 weeks, it was probably the opposite. It was probably overblown, probably getting too much love after they beat the Lions in week one the way they did. But then, it's gotten a little quiet on them. I would agree with that.
I think maybe that's just, one, it might just be the market. Jordan Love is not an overly exciting player, although he's having a good year, statistically. It's not like he's been a bad player.
Jacobs has been a little quieter this year.
It's also like, which of their games the last 3 weeks are you watching? Cincinnati and Jake Browning, Arizona, and whoever the hell Kyler Murray's backup is, are at Pittsburgh. Not exactly an exciting stretch of football games they've been playing, and that happens sometimes in the NFL. When your last 5 games are against Cleveland, who has 1 win, Dallas, who has 2 wins, Cincinnati, who has 3 wins, Arizona with 2 wins, and Pittsburgh, who just not an exciting team.
I mean, they're on prime time.
I think the most interesting thing that has taken place in the NFL, which is the antithesis of what I am used to out of this division, is AFC North is known for tough, hard nose, football in the weather, cold, we're tough teams. They got the worst defense in the league in that division. Bengals can't play defense. Steelers can't play defense. Like,
they got the four worst.
Ravens can't play defense.
The 4 worst defenses.
The Browns can, but they stink otherwise.
Browns are the only team who can play defense in the whole division.
They got 3 of the 5 worst defenses in the league.
It's crazy.
And the Browns have the 3rd best defense, and they are the worst team in the division.
And you can't even say, well, it's because they face some of the best quarterbacks. Lamar's been hurt. Joe Burrow's been hurt. It's not even like they're playing. Like, and Aaron Rodgers is the other quarterback, and he's actually having a very nice season.
No, but he's like, he's 50.
So you can't even say, well, it's because they got to face, you know, murderer's row of QBs. No, they don't. No, they haven't. Not in their own division so far this year.
Even with the injuries, it does. AFC North is known for that, like, defensive, like Steelers and Ravens.
I expect 20-17 games.
At least the Steelers and Ravens, in particular, defensively should be top 10. You expect that on a regular basis. But, yeah, the complete opposite this year.
Aaron Rodgers, 16 passing touchdowns, 2nd best in the NFL.
He's been really good.
5 interceptions. That's just 1 more than Patrick Mahomes. 1,489 yards overall. That's about 300 yards, 400 yards short of him, but...
Well, he's had a nice... The Arthur Smith system is a good fit for him. It's a very good fit for him.
And he's played 1 less game than Mahomes, so he could easily have more passing touchdowns at the end of the year.
Steelers' defense has just fallen off so much.
But that's what's so crazy. Much. So they finally found a quarterback who could execute their offensive system, and then they end up just having... I mean, their defense is putrid.
And they're relatively healthy as well. They've got a couple of injuries, but they've been relatively healthy.
Lost their safety, I think, Elliott or whatever. But yeah,
Jalen Ramsey's been getting
Cam Hayward's still there. Now maybe he's getting a little old, but Hayward's there. We all know about TJ Watt. You know, it's kind of crazy how that defense.
Derek Harmon hasn't done a single solitary thing. It sounds like just by the, you know, his name hasn't come up very much.
Too. Am I wrong? Why do I feel like I saw that he was injured?
Oh, really? Has he been injured as well?
I don't know. I might be making that up now. It's one of those.
You just
like,
haven't heard his name at all. Like, I mean, even for injury, like you've even heard him as if it's like.
Probably why I think he's hurt. I mean, look, the truth is they didn't have enough stuff change in their defense to make it think he had been sidelined for knee injury earlier in the year.
But they were good defensively last year. That's what doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I don't know. They're just off. They finally figured out how to score. It's you know, it's the yips. You finally figure out how to throw to first base, and now you can't hit. You finally figure out how to hit, and now your defense struggles. They apparently finally figure out how to play some offense for the first time in 5 years, and it has completely ruined their ability to play consistent defense. I will say Aaron Rodgers has been a lot better than I was anticipating.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.